USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that the United States is in a new phase when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak and testing for the virus. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Fauci was warning that despite more testing, tough times are still ahead before this outbreak dissipates. He did add the response will determine where the nation ends up, and he said we're still at a very critical point. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying his chamber is ready to tackle coronavirus legislation that will ease things for workers and businesses impacted by the outbreak. The Senate will convene today to take up that legislation. The latest postponement because of the outbreak, the Academy of Country Music is postponing the ACM Awards from April to September. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An 11th Democratic presidential primary debate was held last night in which Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden squared off. It was supposed to be in Phoenix, Arizona originally, but it was moved to Washington, D.C., to the CNN studios there without an audience because of the virus concerns. USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Biden asked, "What do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus?"
First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
Sanders asked, "What is the most important thing you would do to save American lives if you were president now?"
First thing we have got to do, whether or not I'm president, is to shut this president up right now, because he is undermining the doctors and the scientists who are trying to help the American people.
The Fed slashed an interest rate because of the virus, but global markets have plummeted today. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump ordering a ban on travel from Europe to the United States in a bid to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his tweets about the long lines that developed at Chicago O'Hare Airport as a result of it did not go over well at the White House. Yesterday, Pritzker said a White House staffer called him on Saturday night and yelled at him about his tweets. Pritzker had described the lines at O'Hare as unacceptable, tweeting at President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, "You need to do something about this now." SpaceX aborted a launch yesterday just before one of its rockets was supposed to lift off. The company says that was because of an error during an engine power check. A launch official saying there are 1,000 ways a launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right. He cited an overabundance of caution, though, for the fact that yesterday's launch was stopped. And for the second straight weekend, Onward is the top movie in the United States and Canada, about $10.5 million in ticket sales. Coming in second, the faith-based movie biography about Christian music artist Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. Rounding out the top five, Bloodshot, The Invisible Man, and The Hunt. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.